WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic Ken Tucker has the review of a new home video that he thought would be a sure bet, but things don't always play out the way you think they will.
I've always wanted to be a gambler, so when I got hold of a tape called So You Wanna Be a Gambler, I figured, all right, this is gonna be it. The heck with that 9-to-5, move out to Vegas for a year or so, amass that fortune, and then spend the rest of my life lying around reading Proust all day. It's kind of a common fantasy, isn't it? I even took it as a good omen that this series of four cassettes leads off with blackjack. Blackjack is my game. Didn't I spend much of my youth playing blackjack with my father and brothers for a penny a hand? Of course I did. I was psyched. Then I watched the tape. First of all, it was depressing. So You Wanna Be a Gambler is hosted by John Patrick, a sallow man with a sour expression. He's dressed in a purple sport coat and white turtleneck shirt, both of which look much too big for him. This instructional tape was filmed in an unnamed Atlantic City casino before an audience of silent, middle-aged gambling fans. Many of them look as if they're brooding on the money they lost last night at poker rather than the secret tips for gambling success that Patrick is promoting. And as far as those tips go, well, gee, I didn't know gambling was so complicated. John Patrick explaining his foolproof method of card counting in order to win at blackjack gave me a headache.
The idea of card counting, when you pick up a deck, there are 16 10-value cards. There are 36 non-10s, which means a ratio of small cards, which is non-10s, to large cards is 2 1/4 to 1, or 36 to 16. If I were to take the whole amount of 16 picture cards, 10-value cards, in a deck, lay them on the table, and lay 2 non-10s next to each card, what you've got is 2 small cards for every large card and 4 left over.
Patrick goes on like this for minutes on end. He calls up members of the audience to introduce them to his system, and when they goof, he makes fun of them. He doesn't come off as an especially nice man. My dream of making a quick kill as a professional card shark died a quick death watching this tape, so I suppose it performed a minor public service. As summer proceeds, there's a large number of new video cassette releases available, probably on the sensible assumption that any sane person would rather sit inside with the blinds drawn watching movies than go out in that insufferable sunlight. Among the latest are Fatal Attraction, the movie that made esteemed actress Glenn Close a mass-market star by turning her into a sex bomb psycho killer. Another major release is Nuts, in which Barbara Streisand tries to prove she isn't, to little avail. There's also Full Metal Jacket, director Stanley Kubrick's sharp, chilly interpretation of the Vietnam War. If you're looking for a family film, you could do worse than avoid the lines for Who Framed Roger Rabbit and rent Benji the Hunted. It's the latest in the live-action series about that fluffy little dog who's always getting into trouble. In their own very minor way, the Benji films, directed by Joe Camp, are good work, with Benji the Hunted the best I've seen. It uses very little dialogue, so even the youngest viewers can follow the fast-paced action, yet many adults I know are taken in by Benji's narrow escapes and winning little barks. As a video presence, Benji could teach John Patrick a few lessons.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.